look better. How are you feeling? Yeah, same, honestly. I don't know what it is. It's been like a week, hasn't it? And I can't seem to shift this fucking illness. I've tried everything. I've been taking all these meds. I've been resting. I've been sleeping all day. I've been off work. I just can't seem to shake this fucking cold. How are you feeling now? Yeah, you look a little better, but I can I can kind of tell that you're not 100%. No, you look fine. I just I mean that I've known you for 8 years and you just look a little rough around the edges, I guess. What about me? How do I look? Thank you, but I definitely don't feel it. Actually, I know when I dropped by last week, I dropped a bunch of pain meds. Can I borrow one? I've got an awful headache, and I just, yeah. Thank you. About last week, I'm really sorry that I haven't contacted you at all, really. I know you've been texting me and I've been seeing them and I appreciate the well wishes and I don't know. After the last time I saw you, I just feel a little weird. If I'm being honest with you, how do you feel? Okay, yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't really know either. Don't take anything by me, not responding to you. It was literally just me trying to work out how I feel. It's not negative. It's not anything really. I just tried to take a little time to, I don't know, I guess just work out my feelings, and then I got sicker, and then I couldn't really think about anything at all, and and now here we are. Actually, this morning I typed out a whole message to you, and I thought about sending it probably about 6 times. I wrote it and then rewrote it and then edited it and then sent it to myself to kind of get myself in the headspace of like, what would I do if I received this text? And then I kind of thought that that was stupid. And then I just ended up here. I don't know. I feel bad for not talking to you over the last week. And I know you've been sick as well. And I just, yeah. I'm sorry. Thank you. No, I should apologize. It's the least I can do for kind of, I don't know, we kissed. Well, we more than kissed, and I'm not really one for pretending that something as important as that didn't happen. And I just feel like I owe it to you to talk about it. I don't know. And I guess I didn't for a week. So that's why I'm here. If you want to talk about it. Yeah, I mean, yeah, let's do that. Let's go to bed. Is the bedroom where you usually have your most important conversations? Yeah, of course, yes, of course. That's where I hold all of my business meetings, actually. No, it's nice. Going to bed would be nice right now. I have a headache, and if I'm being honest, above everything, I just, I've been thinking about it every day, and I just wanted to. Yes, if I'm being honest, I just wanted to lay with you, actually. So this is nice. Oh, I feel like I'm losing my voice, and I want to get out everything that I want to say to you. But I don't know how possible that is, actually, because my voice is just going. So, can I show you instead just how I've been feeling the past few days? Yeah? Can I touch you? I've been thinking about your dick for like 4 days. I know this is like really forward, but please can I suck it? I just really want to. Yeah. God, you're hard already. Oh, let me just roll my tongue around the head. You like it when I look up at you like this? Rolling my tongue slowly around the head of your dick. You look like you're enjoying yourself already. Hey, I'm allowed to have banter with you, you're my best friend. What about if I look from right down the bottom all the way up to the top? Oh, you do like that. You like that a lot, don't you? What if I just suck the head a little? Oh, you like eye contact, don't you? Yeah, fucking slap your cock on my tongue. Oh, you're so hard. Do you think I can take all of you? I don't know. Maybe when I'm feeling 100% again. I can give it a go. Yeah? God, you're trying to fucking kill me. Jeez. Jesus. Oh, be gentle with me. I'm sick. Does that feel good? Give me your hand. Yeah, right there on my head. Hold my hair and keep me at the pace you want me to go, okay? You taste so good. This is make up for all of the days I spent not messaging you back. Just gripping my hair. I'm so fucking wet. I'm so wet. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh. Are you gonna come for me? Oh. I want you to come for me. Where do you want it? Oh. On my tongue? On my face? On my tits? Where do you want it? You can come in my mouth. Of course you can. What are best friends for? Are you ready to come already? Well, I'm just gonna continue to look up at you with my big pleading eyes, waiting for you to get nice and ready for me whilst I stroke your cock on like the head of your dick. Is that okay? Are you gonna come for me? Yeah, that's it. Come for me in my mouth, please. Yeah. Why do you look so surprised? Of course I swallow. Again, that's what best friends are for, right? No, I don't want anything in return. This is the least I could do for ignoring you for a few days, so you can just sit with it for a bit. Enjoy it. Come in. Can I just stay here for a bit? We can watch TV. Yeah? Okay. Okay.